doing?
Watching the news.
You're supposed to be upstairs with us rehearsing for iCarly.
Why aren't you wearing your 80s costume?
Why aren't you more appealing?
Let's go.
Wait, just let me watch this next story. I think it's about Bigfoot.
No one cares.
Bigfoot?
Why are you all interested in...
On the northern outskirts of Mount Baker National Forest, two hikers saw something that at first they thought was a large bear.
It's Bigfoot. I know it's Bigfoot. Shh.
You're the only one talking.
Now, before you dismiss this sighting as another Bigfoot hoax, take a look at this footage shot by one of the hikers with his mobile phone.
There! See that? Bigfoot.
Could have just been a guy in a costume.
Maybe you're just a guy in a costume.
Actually, I am.
Hush!
So was it a hoax?
No!
Or was it Bigfoot?
Yes! Discussion over. Take that, Mrs. Guntrell.
Our fifth grade teacher?
Yeah. Don't you remember? We all had to write a report about a rare creature.
Oh, yeah. I wrote mine about that tall pygmy that dated my mom.
Tall pygmy?
They're very rare.
Well, I wrote my report on Bigfoot, and I worked really hard on it. And then Mrs. Guntrell was all, Bigfoot isn't real, so you get an F. I'd like to give her an F.
Hey, guys.
Wow, that's a pretty sexy dance there.
It's not a dance. I went swimming at Saco's today, and I got water in my ear. Oh, what up with the 80s garb?
These are costumes for an iCarly bit we were rehearsing.
Till Carly saw a Bigfoot story on the news and went all, wee 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 wee.
You saw the Bigfoot video on the news?
People fake chiz like that all the time.
Is this about the F you got from Mrs. Guntrell?
Maybe.
Kid, there's no such thing as Bigfoot.
Oh, but there is such a thing as the beef coon.
Yes, there sure is.
What's a beef coon?
A creature that lives in Spencer's diseased imagination.
I saw one with my own eyes.
Don't tell the story.
I was in the eighth grade.
No.
My body was just starting to change.
Oh.
Coach Burford took our whole class on a field trip to the Peckinpah Trail. And just as dusk fell, I saw it.
What?
A beef coon. A creature about yay wide and yay long.
Yay?
It had the head of a beaver and the body of a raccoon.
The beef coon.
Yes! And it looked at me and went...
There's no such thing as a beef coon.
Is too.
There's no such thing as Bigfoot.
Then there's no such thing as tall pygmies.
You want to see the videos of my mom and Guji?
Not at all!
Are we going to rehearse this or what?
In 5, 4, 3, 2...
So wonderful. Live life, breathe air. I know somehow we're gonna get there and feel so wonderful. It's all for real. I'm telling you just how I feel. So wake up the members of my nation. It's your time to be. There's no chance unless you take one. And the time to see the brighter. Some things are meant to be, so give me your best and leave the rest to me. Leave it all to me. Leave it all to me. Just leave it all to me.
Should a crock pot take to cook gumbo?
How would I know?
Well, check it on your pair phone.
There's no crock pot app. Man, everybody's talking about Bigfoot because of that video on the news.
I know. During my last class, they...
Hey!
Hi.
What? Will you guys tell Sean that Bigfoot does exist?
Will you guys tell Gibby that Bigfoot is a myth? Well, myth doesn't exist.
Told you!
There's no such thing as Bigfoot!
You watch your mouth.
What?
Or I will watch it for you.
For me?
Bigfoot does exist!
Just like the last time with the unicorns and the Bigfoot! about it?
Yeah, let him fight.
The only fun part about this whole Bigfoot debate is watching people scream at each other.
People screaming at each other isn't fun.
Yeah, it is. Watch this.
Isn't that Miss Briggs' bullhorn?
It was before I took it.
Real? Say yeah.
Yeah!
Okay, now everyone who thinks Bigfoot is fake, say yeah.
Yeah!
Okay, about half and half. That means half of you are stupid. Discuss.
Is it stupid?
Hey, you guys, guess what?
What's up?
Why is everyone fighting?
The Bigfoot debate.
Oh, good. Give me that.
Hey! Everyone! You guys! No, wait.
If you want to know the truth about Bigfoot, watch iCarly tomorrow night, because Sam and I will be interviewing Dr. Sidney Van Gerben.
Who's that?
Dr. Who?
We don't know who that is.
He's a scientist who's been researching Bigfoot for the last 10 years. He even wrote this book, Bigfoot, True or Real? So watch iCarly!
How'd you get that guy to come on iCarly?
I just emailed him and he wrote back saying he'd do it.
We're really going to talk about Bigfoot on iCarly?
Sure, why not?
You don't think we'd kind of be jumping the shark a little bit with that?
No. Lots of people are really curious about
that. Hey, get the class! Go! Scurry! Scoot!
Come on, let's go.
Will you?
So, you took my bullhorn.
No. See, Sam was the one that...
Out of my face!
Loud!
A hearty layer of mozzarella.
There's no such thing as too much cheese.
Oh, the cheese.
Oh,
raining cheese
is deliciousness.
And there.
That's how you make
Dibby Parmesan.
Now that's Italian.
Okay, this past week, all over America,
especially here in Seattle,
people have been talking about one thing.
Bigfoot.
Or, as Bigfoot's called in Mexico,
El Futa Gigantico.
So now we're gonna bring out a scientist who's possibly the world's number one expert on Bigfoot.
Let's meet that nerd!
Dr. Sidney Van Gerben! Thanks for being here, Dr. Van Gerben.
Well, thank you for having me on.
No problem.
I know that lots of people think Bigfoot is a myth, but that's just because they haven't read my new book, Bigfoot, True or Real?
Right. So what do you think about the recent Bigfoot sighting by those hikers in Mount Baker National Forest?
Do you think it was real?
Oh, I do. In fact, 2 years ago, I predicted that Bigfoot would be spotted in that very location. And because Bigfoot usually comes out of hibernation during this time of year.
You weren't popular as a kid, were you?
No.
Sam, so what's the first time that you... Sorry. Spencer just walked in for some reason.
Hi. Sorry to interrupt.
Not sorry enough to not do it.
Ha. Huh. Anyway, Dr. Van Gerben, a question, if I may.
Sure.
What do you know about the Beavkin?
Oh, my God. Dude!
Surely you've heard of it? As the head of a beaver in the body of a raccoon?
Is this person supposed to be here?
He's my brother.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, but I am not familiar with, Beavcoon.
But you're not denying that it exists!
And now, Sam and I will sing a little song called Spencer's Leaving! Spencer's Leaving!
It's time for you
Spencer
to go!
Legitimate question. I need
it! It's time for you to go away!
That song's lame!
Sorry about the intrusion.
Back to Bigfoot.
Right. So over the next few days, I'll be camping out in the northern outskirts of Mount Baker National Forest.
To get some hard evidence on Bigfoot?
That's the dream. And you can read about that dream in my new book, Bigfoot, True or Real?
If you see an animal that looks like this, please contact beefcoon.org.
Man, you think so? Don't zoom in on it. Ha, listen to this. Since 2005, at least 56 people claim to have seen Bigfoot in or around the northern areas of Mount Baker National Forest.
Sure, 56 freaks and liars.
No. It says one was a Girl Scout and one was a rabbi.
So a lying little girl and a freaky rabbi.
I once met a freaky rabbi in Vegas.
Hey, can I have this root beer?
Wait, I think that's our last one.
It is, thanks.
Stop! Look, it says right here, two graduate students from the University of Fresno recorded video of a female beaver and a male raccoon socializing by a river.
This is diet.
Have you guys ever watched the show Celebrities Underwater?
Oh, check this out. In the past year, tourists have reported nearly a dozen sightings of Bigfoot in the wooded area behind a well-known hot dog stand called Robin's Wieners.
I've heard of that place. The Food Channel did a whole thing about Robin's Wieners on American Meats. Here, click on the link.
Man, how can David Schwimmer hold his breath this long? Wait, he's not moving.
In the 1800s, a Cherokee Indian was bitten by an animal he described as having head of beaver and rump of raccoon.
He's still not moving.
Ryan Seacrest said, best hot dog I ever had.
So?
Ryan Seacrest is never wrong.
I guess there's never gonna be a friend's reunion.
Okay, look. I want to prove that Bigfoot exists, you want to find a beavcoon, and Sam wants to go to Robin's Wieners.
I do!
And?
Doesn't Sacco have an RV?
You mean a recreational vehicle?
Yes.
He does?
So, borrow it, and let's go up to Mount Baker National Forest.
You wanna?
Yeah, come on, Robin's Wieners!
Let's do it!
Road trip!
I'm in!
Awesome hot dog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Honking for Robin's Wieners!
Robin! Oh, there's the exit, Mount Baker National Forest.
Right there, go, go!
I see it! Oh, water in my ear! Careful, careful!
And welcome to Mount Baker National Forest!
Yes! Yay! Let's go find Bigfoot!
And a beavcoon!
Bigfoot is our priority.
I'll set up the equipment.
Sam? Sam? Oh, she fell asleep while eating one of Robin's wieners.
Sam! Wake up!
Wow! It's nice out here. I still got water in my ear.
Quit spazzing out. You're going to scare Bigfoot away.
I don't think a 7-foot beast man is going to be afraid of a 160-pound spazzy artist.
Okay, I'm going to go set these up in a tree.
What are those?
Motion-activated night vision wireless cameras. See, I set these up in a tall tree, and when they pick up motion, they turn on and transmit an audio-video signal, scanning a radius of up to 10
yards. Oh, it hurts!
What?
The sound of him talking.
Look, Sam, I'm not just gonna stand here.
Go set up your tree cameras.
Okay.
All right, there's a big tree. I'm gonna go rig up my rope trap.
Wait, you're gonna try to trap Bigfoot?
No, but there might be wild pigs or deer in these woods. I'm gonna trap a snack.
Here, I need you to stick this in my head.
Why'd you bring this?
Because I read online that you can use them to get water out of a person's ear. Try it.
You want me to use a turkey baster to suck water out of your ear?
Yeah. Come on, put it in there. Squeeze the thing on the end.
I know what to squeeze.
It tickles my brain.
Hey, 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 hey!
Hey! What?
I was hopping a tree, and I heard rustling, and someone or something was...
Do you think it could have been Bigfoot?
Or a beavcoon?
Is that a turkey baster?
Shh! Listen!
Rustling.
Anybody see anything?
There! Ah!
It's just two guys. And they're not even cute.
Bummer.
Hey.
How are you guys?
What are you guys doing here?
Looking for Bigfoot.
Duh. You see anything yet?
Perhaps a creature, yay wide, yay long, head of a beaver, body of a raccoon, sounds like...
Jeez! Look, if you guys want to find Bigfoot, go look somewhere else. This is our spot.
You can't make us leave.
Whoa, Bigfoot!
Where?
Where? Hey, did you just... Ah, Jeff, I'm in trouble!
I really think you guys should go look for Bigfoot somewhere else.
I totally agree!
Good! Go!
Let's get out of here. It's refreshing when she hurts someone who's not me.
Man! Why won't this water come out of my head?
Ah. Carly? Carly?
Bigfoot?
How would Bigfoot know your name?
Well, I didn't expect to see you all out here.
Dr. Van Gerben, hi.
You've come to find Bigfoot?
Uh-huh.
And a beef coon.
And Robin's wieners.
We already found those.
I ate five.
Excellent hot dogs.
Yes, it's a fine wienery. So, any signs of Bigfoot?
Not yet.
Me either. But I know he's out here. Just like I wrote about in my new book. Bigfoot.
We know about the book.
Well, happy searching.
He's an interesting man.
Yeah, I never knew a hot dog place could be called a wienery.
I know.
Interesante. My tree cameras! Come on! There!
I see something moving! Aw, it's those idiot boys.
Look. Tree cameras. Let's take them. Oh, no, don't! I got those for Christmas. You see anything?
Just trees. And some bushes. And two squirrels wrestling.
Carly?
Hmm?
They're not wrestling.
Oh. See, I'm still asleep.
Yep. Probably dreaming about prancing through a field of hot dogs and fried chicken legs.
Hey, you guys.
What are you wearing?
Camo. I'm going out into the wilderness to find me a beef coon.
You mind wearing a special camera on your helmet?
I guess not.
All right, cool. So I'll just take this and just put that down there.
Careful!
Oh, come on, man up. All right, so we angle that down a little bit. And then we stick this in your ear.
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
And now we'll be able to see whatever you see.
Did you see those squirrels?
Don't talk about it!
Dear beef coons, come to Spencer, you little freaks of nature!
Tell him to look for Bigfoot.
Spencer!
Hi.
Carly says you should look for Bigfoot.
What was that? My rope trap!
Hello? Who's there? Beef coon? Hey. Oh, God! Oh, get off! Get off! What is it? Oh, Scott, get off! What are you? Where are you? What's happening?
Feet big? Did we get Bigfoot?
Not unless Bigfoot has a zipper running down his back.
Hey!
Dr. Van Gerben?
Well, this is a Scooby-Doo moment.
I'm so sorry. See, my book wasn't selling well, and my dad always told me I'd be a failure.
Your dad was right.
So you dressed up like Bigfoot just to create hype?
Yes. So people would buy my new book, Bigfoot. I had that coming.
Guys!
What's wrong?
I saw Bigfoot and I ran away because I didn't want to be alone in the woods all by myself with Bigfoot!
ago. He climbed up that tree. Spencer, what are you doing at the top of that tree?
I'm very scared.
Come down from there.
Ah.
I'll get him.
If Bigfoot was here, looks like he left.
Well, we're not giving up. We're gonna stay here until...
What happened? I got him out of the tree.
By throwing a rock at me. At least the fall made the water come out of my ear. And some blood.
Oh, wait, wait. Shh. Listen.
What's that?
Sounded like the RV.
You mean our recreational vehicle?
Yes. Who would have started our RV? Where's the RV?
It's gone.
Look what else is gone.
Dr. Van Gerben, that chunk of chiz stole our RV.
Well, let's call the cops.
I don't.
Our cell phones are in the RV.
Well, how are we gonna get?
Hey! Look, we got Bigfoot right here, baby.
You guys are so stupid.
Why are they?
Pull his head off.
Hey.
You're still trying to fool people?
I'm a sick person.
So there's no real Bigfoot?
Yeah, there is. I just got into a fracas with him in the woods 10 minutes ago.
Okay, wait. If Dr. Van Gerben didn't steal our RV, then who did?
It's all right, come on, people. Let's not be idiots here. I mean, we're really gonna stand around thinking Bigfoot stole our RV? Bigfoot!
Come on!
iCarly.com.
Yeah. Go to iCarly.com.
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 Go to
iCarly.com.